I Met Your Mother. Welcome. Welcome, one and all.
Welcome. I kind of wanted
more of that intro theme song. It's pretty catchy.
It's a good theme song, but this is how it is in the, you know, in our era. People don't have attention spans. I mean, I skip, like, this is one theme song that I never skip because it's so short. But, like, yeah. I'll still skip, like, the Office theme song.
Oh, sure.
I mean, on Netflix, it's always like, oh, God,
you got to get to that remote quickly to get skip intro.
You know what the worst theme song of all time is?
And I know what you're going to say.
Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know you wanted to do a countdown
there. Ruin the game.
How did you know that? Have you heard me say that, or you just know that it's a bad theme song?
We've talked about it before.
Okay. The anima, chop, how the cat just fall. I'm like, can you enunciate your fucking words? Oh my God, it's so long and too many close ups.
Wait, I was just going to say, they have like all the cast and crew, the extras, the boom operator's mother coming.
These aren't even cast members. These are all just random faces.
Random faces and names, and it's just too much.
If you're doing a Netflix. What? No, it ended. I finished that after, like, season three. I felt like it jumped the shark, but I did like it the first three seasons.
I think we stopped after the one chick died in the cafeteria.
Oh, the girl that's in Handmaid's Tale.
That's one I can't watch, but sure.
Whose brother is in This Is Us now. And they look identical. Or cousin or something. Anyway, there's a podcast, an old podcast, one of the first podcast I ever listened to. I've talked about it before, Lady
Doughboys.
Watch.
Doughboys. Oh.
No, Lady Watch.
Okay, got
please.
It.
Doughboys is way after Lady Watch. But I remember Jason on that show, they were talking about Orange is the New Black, and Jason's like, I can sense, like, because Jenji Cohen is the writer of that, and she also writes Weeds, and he's like, I can sense her hairstyle in the writing of that show, which is so funny because she has like this crazy zany, like colorful hair.
I was just going to say, for some reason, the mom from Real Housewives of Orange County, the one who looks exactly like Betsy Johnson. That's how
it's a very Betsy, just like the writing is just like, wow, like,
okay.
Zany.
Colored dreadlocks. Ooh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Anyway. I don't know how we got onto this. Oh, the theme song. It's a good theme song.
Oh, right. Yes, it is.
This is the second episode you've ever watched, and it is literally a continuation of the first one that you watched.
Slap Bet, which also featured, what was it, like Robin's?
Robin Sparkles, Let's Go to the Mall. That's where we had that whole gap.
Let's go to the mall, right?
Today. Yeah.
Okay, now this is season 3, episode 9, Slapsgiving.
Right.
But in my research, I learned that there's also like Slapsgiving 2, Slapsgiving 3.
Yeah, there's like a Revenge of the Slap.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always have a Thanksgiving episode.
Okay. So I'm guessing
there's usually
slap
a slap
bet still goes on, even though
the
this is supposed
slap
to be the
bet ends like in the last season. It finally gets tied up. It's very good how they. They really do. The last season is a fucking abomination, but they do tie up every single loose end ever in that last season. So you have to give them credit for that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's jump into this.
All right.
And we're going to start with a little clip here.
Okay. It's going to be crazy.
Back when we were dating, Robin and I had this running joke. We were the only two people in the world who found it funny.
No way. March does not have 31 days.
Yes, it does. Everyone knows that. It's like general knowledge.
General knowledge?
And we get it all the time.
Isn't it sad? I mean, in 2007, some countries actually still condone corporal punishment.
Corporal punishment?
Because once you start, it's surprisingly hard to stop.
Oh, man. I got a kernel stuck in my teeth.
Kernel stuck in my teeth? Please,
but now we were broken up, so when Marshall said,
but after the first year, I get a major pay raise.
Nice.
We just let it slide. You see, on the surface, Robin and I looked like we were doing great. But the truth is, trying to be friends with your ex is a lot harder than it looks. You can't be as candid as you used to be.
So then hot intern leans over my desk. I can totally see she has a Pierce Brosnan is my favorite of all the Bonds.
But most importantly, you can never, ever be alone together.
I gotta go, Peg.
Hey.
I'm gonna help
commercial pay.
Okay. So here we have, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a dad joke, general knowledge.
I love the third time they do it, and everyone's like, oh my God, stop. And Barney's like, we all hate you.
Right. Yeah. Hold on. I can't believe okay, I have to restart this because something came to my head as I started listening. I was like, oh, I'm going to ask her this. And then I just lost it because I'm 40.
We were the only two people in the world who found it funny.
No way. March does not have.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. My God, I am turning into my mother. Okay. Now that my memory has returned, how do you remember how many days are in a month?
30 days has September, April, June, and November.
That never works for me. Like, I feel like you could plug in any day. Like,
I have to say it in my head.
30 days has September, June, July, and November. I don't, is that right?
No, 30 days
okay,
has.
This is what I mean. Like, you could plug in anything.
Well, now I can't do it. 30 days See? Has September, April, June, and November.
But you could plug in any old months in there is my whole point.
That you could, but it's just,
doesn't make sense.
You just have to know it.
Okay, so this is what I have to do every time.
I have to do this with my fingers every time I'm looking at, like, left or right. I have to, like, look at the L on my left hand.
Okay, I could see that. I do the knuckle trick. Do you know the knuckle?
No.
With the months? Okay, so make a fist, and you're looking at, you know, like, the back of your hand, right?
Yeah.
You put your knuckles together. So anywhere there's a knuckle, that's, like, the high month. So that's, like, 31. So your pinky knuckle, starting from left to right, is January. Then it goes down, February between. March is high. Okay. That's a knuckle, 31, right?
Okay, but okay. January, February is down. So it's every other month?
March. Yeah.
Oh.
But, hold on. But then, okay, look at where your two knuckles are together.
Yeah.
So January, February,
but then those
March,
two,
April,
though, okay.
May, June, July, and August, you got two knuckles together, and they
all
both
right.
have 31.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's probably better.
That's
I've never
say.
Heard of that. How
all
do you tie your shoelaces? Do you do, like, the over and around, or do you do, like, the
I don't do
the psychotic.
Ears.
My dad still does bunny ears, and I'm like, you are an actual serial killer.
Yeah, that's too much work and too much balancing, and then the laces rub together, which is, like, one of the worst sensory experiences ever.
Yeah, and he does it, like, also, like, the lace, like, the bunt of the, like, the whole thing will be at the way edge of the, instead of in the center. Ooh. It would bother me all the time.
Yikes. That's a whole other old TikTok and Pinterest-y thing. There's all these crazy ways to tie shoes. That's
oh,
wild.
I haven't. That hasn't come up on mine yet. Send me some of those.
We
need to change up our algorithm a little bit.
My back cracking.
Stop sending those to me. I can't watch those.
It's not that I enjoy it. It's that I want that done to myself. I don't like the noise or anything, but I know my spine needs to be like.
Have you seen those ones where, like, the people put raw noodles in their mouth and they're like, "Come crack my back." Can you do that with Dave? Or would he be like,
I
don't know.
Just, like, let me go limp and be like, oh, Jesus, really? Like, he would have no.
I feel like he'd lift you up. You would crunch on the noodles and he'd be like, bye. Like, you wouldn't care.
I do. Yeah, exactly. He'd just, like, leave me there.
He'd be like, that feels good, right?
He'd be like, we still have that wheelchair that Charlie was using. Do you want me to bring it in here? Or? No, I refuse to let him even try to pick me up.
Because I'm
I will kill you. And there's more life insurance on you than me, so, like, this is not.
I just don't want to hear the sound of a man being like, like the sound, because I know they'll be able to pick me up, but I don't want to hear it.
Oh, see, I'm not fully confident that he can, okay. Which is why I don't want him to come to that realization.
Dave is like 8 feet tall. Hoisting. I promise he can pick you up.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Okay, so anyway, here we are. All that to say, I can see why Barney is mixing updates. But here we have Lily coming in, who is Allison Hannigan, the most annoying actress character on earth.
Yeah, but she's, like, good in American Pie and Buffy. I don't understand why she's so bad on this show.
And in Buffy.
I thought she was charming on Buffy, like, the few episodes I did watch as a kid. By the way, I wanted to know if you noticed in the credits when they're all, like, sitting around the table, executive producer came up and it said Jonathan Groff. And then I looked it up and it's a different Jonathan Groff.
Oh, thank God. I just got like this conflict of, oh my God, I love him, but oh, okay. I don't hate this, but it's just a little.
Oh no,
sitcom-y.
I know why the, it's not a, it's, I like there's the show because moments. I watched the whole thing and I'm invested in it, but like, I know it's nowhere near like The Office or something.
Right.
Or even Friends.
Sure. Okay, but there are some funny moments. So Lily comes over, she throws a frozen turkey on the table and is like, oh, we're going to have our first Thanksgiving as a group. You guys, it's our first Thanksgiving, which how old are we? Our first Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're like in their late 20s here. Oh, this is sad. Like a college thing. Like I've been there. I get why it's cute, but like your late 20s really.
And you're just carrying around a frozen turkey. No other groceries. You just went carrying that frozen 20-pound bird.
Yeah, it is weird because it seems like when you
throw it on the table. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Definitely a health risk there.
Yeah.
And also, if you're going to buy your turkey, I feel like that's also going to be the same day you buy everything else too.
Oh,
you don't just buy
haul.
A turkey.
No, you do the whole haul. And every time you make the same mistake as I do, you're getting all the stuff. Like I have my normal like layout of how I do my grocery shopping. And I organize my list like per aisle, which section I'm going in. And I always get the cold and the fresh stuff last. Because, duh, you don't want it to, like, melt and get gross. And then you have the lighter stuff on top, like your vegetables, so that you can group it together on the conveyor belt. And I never leave room for the fucking frozen turkey. And then I'm doing, like, a whole rearrangement, you know, planning thing in my cart to accommodate
the
45-pound turkey.
Try having cats and having to buy cat litter, because that thing is, like, 40 pounds. So you have to, like, plan your whole visit around that.
40 pounds of kitty litter.
I'll at least buy like a 24-pound or something like that. And you're carrying it and it's never comfortable.
Okay, I've never actually thought about this because I've never had a cat. How often are you like dumping the whole thing every time they go?
No, you just scoop it every. You just scoop it.
Well, then why do you need 24 pounds of it?
So that it lasts you a little bit. I honestly have halved my kitty litter since Polly passed away. I will say that.
Aww.
That is one single positive thing.
He pooped like his mama.
He did. It was like we were in a competition.
Wow. So you're just refilling it as it like, or do you dump the whole thing and replace it?
No, that would be insane.
Ever? You never fully clean the box out?
No, of course. Yeah. You like, yes. When you get down to the bottom, you like clean it.
Oh, okay. And then you refresh it. You just fill it right back up.
I'm gonna send you a cat. I'm gonna send your family a cat for Christmas. I'm gonna send it to Paige and Charlie so that you can't say no.
Charlie's not big on cats either.
Okay, well Paige.
Well then I'll be boxing up Paige and sending her to you with the cat.
Okay, I'll hire her as one of my freaking employees.
Oh my God, she'd love that. Be living her best life. Okay, so anyway, here we are with the frozen turkey on the table. And Marshall, who is Lily's husband at this point, because this is their first Thanksgiving together, he's like, oh, this is going to be the best slapsgiving ever. And Barney's like, what did you say? And he's like, I said it was going to be the best Thanksgiving ever. And this is when Robin mentions that she has invited her boyfriend, Bob, this guy that she just started going on a couple dates with. And Lily is like, oh, Bob, this is our first Thanksgiving together. We're going to be looking back at photos in 30 years. And we'll be saying, oh, look, it's the four people I love the most. And Bob. And Robin's like, okay, don't really see the big deal. I'm sorry. The real Thanksgiving was a month ago anyway. She's from Canada, you know. So Barney gives Robin shit about, you know, the real Thanksgiving. Like, she's so Canadian, and she tells who invented Thanksgiving in Canada. Do you know this person?
No, I can't even. I just watched this episode, and I can't even tell it back to you what we were celebrating there.
Yeah, it was like Robert Munch. I don't know. It was like someone. Robert Forster Smythe. I don't know, some person whose name sounds something like that. So Marshall now extends an invitation for the day.
Oh, hey, by the way, if anyone wants to come over early on Thursday, we can watch the Slapsgiving Day Parade.
Well, there, you said it again.
Said what?
Slapsgiving.
Oh, I guess I did. You know why? I've invented a new holiday, Slapsgiving. It's the one day we set aside each year to gather together and give slaps.
I should explain. Kids, you remember the slap bet. A year earlier, Marshall made a bet with Barney and won the right to slap him 5 times. He had already used the first. And the second. But Marshall had something special in store for the third.
Slapcountdown.com.
No. No, no. The countdown ends at 3 p.m. the day after Thanksgiving. I counted it out.
How many days are in October?
30.
Dude, I thought we cleared this up last year.
Okay, so cut to last year. He's thinking October only has 30 days, so he thinks October 30th is Halloween. He dressed up as Borat, and he's like, my wife, why is anyone dressed up for Halloween?
So topical, Borat. Yeah. Have you watched that yet?
I just finished it the other day.
Really? Did you like it? I laughed out loud so many times.
I did. I kind of don't remember the first one. It's been so long since I watched it. There were some scenes with the daughter that I just thought was weird, or it didn't
like the
fit in the
dancing part.
Oh my god, the dancing was.
I know. I was so... okay. At some points, you're just embarrassing people, and they don't deserve it.
Yeah, it's yuck. I did think the scene, not to get too off topic here, with the what was it like the anti-abortion. Doctor,
oh yeah, yeah,
pastor, whatever. That was really uncomfortable. Yikes.
Yeah, but I thought it was interesting. Like, I thought it was brilliant the way they made that work,
right.
Like with her eating the baby or whatever. Jesus. Like, I mean, it made. I was like, okay, got to give you credit for that.
Yeah, it was interesting, but yeah, and very topical to bring it back around here with Borat.
Yeah,
I wonder what he's gonna be up to next. Anyhow, okay, so Barney. Thinks Marshall just showed his hand, like, okay, well, now you just told me that the countdown's on, so I know it's going to happen sometime on Thanksgiving before 3 o'clock, and, you know, you just made it less scary or less, what's the word I'm looking for?
Climactic.
Less, yeah, like, it's not a big deal now. It doesn't bother him at all. And just then, Robin's new boyfriend, Bob, arrives, and she warns him right before she greets him, like, oh, he's just a warning. He's a little older. He's 41. Now, to Ted, who is Robin's ex.
Yeah, like,
He's seeing Bob as way older than everyone else. Everyone else is seeing him as a 40-year-old guy, like their age, basically.
Yeah, see, this is where I think the show is funny, where because it is somebody telling their kids a story, so it's their own account. So they're kind of an unreliable narrator, so, like, his memory will sometimes be, like, off.
Yeah.
And they'll show it in the episode, which is an example of this, and I love it.
And also, Neil Patrick Harris probably right now is like 50, so it's pretty funny. They're like, oh yeah, he was 41, such an old guy.
I know, this is like my exact guy. Like, my god, this guy was like perfect.
The actual 41 year old Bob was really hot, but Ted sees him as an old man, and he's wondering why everyone's like, oh my god, I mean, he looks really good. What are you talking about, Ted? To me, either like, oh, he looks like a surfer guy or whatever, and to Ted, he's like, he looks like Orville Redenbacher. Why doesn't everyone see that he's 150 and Robin's 27? Like, because Robin herself looks like she's probably 40 in real life, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they were actually the appropriate ages here. 27 and 41 is kind of an icky, it's cusping it. It's cusping it.
Like, now when I look at it, I'm like, oh, well, 27 is almost 30. But at the time, if I were 27 and one of my friends were dating a 41-year-old guy, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I just want to talk about this actor that is playing, like, the old version of Bob. His name is Orson Bean. What do you, like, do you recognize
him?
Orson Bean.
Oh.
I have so much to say about this because I was like, why do I fucking recognize this guy? And he's been in like a million things. He's one of those actors who's been in everything. He used to be on all of those like old game shows, like To Tell the Truth and stuff like that. And he was on the Tonight Show a lot. But the thing that people I think would know him the most from is that he was in Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Oh my God.
Like, do you remember that? Like, the second I read that, I was like, yes, that's where he's from. Thank you.
Whoa.
Do you remember that? Did you watch that?
No. Even at the time, I knew.
Lauren Bray.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so also another couple.
Hold on. Did you watch Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
Of course I did, because it obviously, I think it was possibly filmed in Canada.
I feel like you and Daphne watched Dr. Quinn, followed by Touched by an Angel.
Oh, we totally watched Touched by an Angel. And we would watch Road to Avonlea.
Okay, well, that's a whole other story. Don't shit talk Avonlea or Anne of Green Gables.
I mean, don't you dare. You will not shit talk
Prince Edward Island. That's
any Canadian. Yeah. But okay, so here's a tragic thing about. Well, also the other cool thing about this guy is that he was in the original concept cast recording in 1966. And he played Charlie Brown in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which I think is fucking fascinating. Like, I fucking love that. So he died this year.
Oh, my and God.
At the, at the age of 91. So what would you guess that he died of?
COVID?
No. So, guess again.
Okay. This is one of the worst, most morbid games ever.
No, it's
guess
shocking
how he died in 2020.
At age 91, though.
Okay, he died of a drug overdose. A street drug.
No. That's also a crazy answer.
He died in a skateboarding accident.
No, but that's pretty close. He just randomly got, nicked by two cars that crashed into each other.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, because I'm a psycho and I'm total hypochondriac, so I always read up on how people died. And I'm like, all right, I'm expecting it to be pneumonia or something like that.
Bean's life ended because he got clipped by two cars.
Yeah. He survived the first one hitting him, and then the second. This is in no way funny, but I was just like, what the fuck? And this happened on February 7th.
Oh my God.
Bean was struck by two drivers, with the second vehicle striking him fatally. I mean, what the fuck? At age 91, what the fuck is that?
He must have been, pretty healthy and spry to just be, walking around.
Yeah.
He moves pretty quick after
Orson Bean.
Hit by the first one, gets hit by the second one. Jesus.
You should look at his Wikipedia picture, because he was a hottie when he was
younger. I was just going to say, I feel like you're really into him.
Yeah, I know.
Invested in Orson Bean.
How long have I been talking about Orson Bean now? Okay.
Orson, sorry. Oh, I got him mixed up with Orville Redenbacher.
Orville.
Jesus.
Orson Bean. Anyway, R.I.P. Right. Orson Bean, and you made a stamp in the How I Met Your Mother universe. Bruh. Yeah.
We're Godspeed. Making your memory live on in 2020. Yes,
through this episode of Total Request Podcast.
Should we just name this one this one's dedicated.
A tribute to Orson Bean.
To Orson Bean.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, do that.
All right. Okay, in this next clip, the only reason I took this clip was because I just want to point out the fact that this had to have been recorded on a different day, because Allison Hannigan, within an instant, has a full-blown sinus infection.
She pretty much sounds
like Tanya, so just get ready for this one.
All right.
Oh, by the way, we're all baking pies at Robin's tomorrow. Marshall can't be trusted in the apartment with pies overnight.
Oh, yeah.
For the millionth time, sleep eating is a very serious and delicious medical condition. Hey, what time are you guys going to Robin's?
7:30.
Perfect. Just to be safe, I'll get there at 8:30.
I mean, that was some serious head cold action there.
All right, I'm glad you put that clip in there, because this was actually, this is one of my biggest pet peeves with this show that they kind of stopped doing after this season, where Marshall says the line, is a very serious and appetizing medical condition, and they all laugh. This is one of the things I hated that they did, because this is a suspension of disbelief here in comedy sitcoms like this, you can't be self-aware enough to laugh at your own jokes. Because, like,
I was just
Friends
gonna
never
say,
did
is
that.
Is he breaking character there?
No, they used to do this in the first three seasons where they, I think they were trying to make it seem, like, more natural, like, how friends would really talk to each other. But that doesn't work.
It was out of place.
It doesn't work in a sitcom. Like, in The Office, obviously people would laugh out loud all the time. But yeah. You can't, like, the audience has to laugh at you. And, like, again, in Friends, whenever Chandler says something which is obviously hilarious, no one ever laughs along with him.
Right.
Even though it is clearly hilarious. You can't do that. And it makes it, it's like cringy to me.
Okay,
and,
I did cringe too. So I'm glad. Yeah. I thought he was like breaking character. And then I was like, ugh.
No, I think they're like, you know, this is how the chums would all hang out with each other.
It doesn't play like that.
It doesn't.
It doesn't fit his character. I've only seen this these two episodes, and Marshall doesn't seem like he would just giggle about that.
He's kind of like, he's a lawyer, so he's book smart, but he's also kind of doofy, so
yeah.
He wouldn't be aware that what he said was funny like
right
that.
Right,
it would be funnier if he said that line completely straight. That would be
and
funny.
Then the rest then of them laugh.
I don't even think the rest of them should laugh. I think the comedy is in that. No one, like, in The Office, nobody laughs at the funny
stuff. Or Chandler
stuff.
When he gets
Everyone's
all worked up
it.
And he says something.
Yeah, and, but anyway, I went and I read a couple, like, recaps and reviews of this episode just to see what other people thought.
Yeah.
And both reviews that I watched, I think it was Variety and the AV Club, both of them pointed out that exact moment on how awful it was and how it took them out of the show. So we're not the only ones.
100%. Oh, okay. Well, see, we're getting better and better at this, aren't we?
Yep.
All right, so now we cut to Ted arriving late, and he actually arrives at like 9:15. He wants to, you know, just kind of like sneak in there, take the awkwardness away because there's kind of this plot line that doesn't come up until later. And the only reason I knew it was there was because I read a little summary ahead of time, and it's that Ted and Robin, there's this tension because they're supposed to be friends, but they don't really feel like friends because they're exes. It's like an existing tension they have.
Right.
Which I feel like they could have, I don't know, or maybe it was there in previous episodes and that's why.
Well, I think they really just recently broke up.
Okay.
And they break up because they're like perfect for each other, but she doesn't want to have kids and he does.
And remind me again, does she end up being their mother? Or no?
No, but the whole spoiler, the whole series ends that he does meet the love of his life, she dies, and then
right.
he gets back together with Robin in the very last
okay, that's
kids are
right.
like, Dad, we love Aunt Robin, you should be with her. And it ends with him, like, you know, throwing a rock at her window or whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
But
okay.
Robin also dates Barney, so, like, it's just all of them hanging
or
out
they
together.
Get
which just, what?
They and
do
they
get
later
married.
Get married.
Well, they date, and then they stop dating, and then they get married, and then they break up. And they're all just hanging out the whole time. This is just like Ross and Rachel. And
yeah.
I just don't think that this works. Like, when I was in college, me and Brad had a horrible breakup. And we still were in, like, a group like this of friends.
Yeah.
And we ended up just getting married. Because, like, you can't be friends with your ex like that, I don't think, if there's still, like, real feelings there.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't
I'd
know
imagine
if
there
possible.
Always be something.
Yeah.
But then
I mean,
just maybe don't go make the fucking pies. But then again, there wouldn't be this episode. So anyway, she shows up late and neither Lily nor Marshall are there because Lily's prepping up a storm at home while Marshall's just sitting there with his thumb up his ass or whatever. So
no, he has like those that hand exercise device.
Oh, is that what he's doing? I didn't even notice that. I was just like thinking he was watching TV.
Yeah, it's
or
one of
something.
Those things
okay.
you just like crunch with your Jesus. Hand over and over.
What are those things?
Like
anyway?
It's like a
I feel like this
thigh
is very
master
80s.
For your hand. Yeah, I just don't really know what it does. What is that
I
working?
I think it's supposed to build like your forearm muscle.
Probably like your carpal tunnel muscle, but okay.
Oh boy. Well, maybe for our 50th birthday, we'll figure that out as we're like doing our podcast. We're like, oh, I got to work on my hands.
Yeah.
My fingies. So Bob isn't there either to make the pies. And that's important to note because, or not Lily, what's her name? Robin starts making a pecan pie. And Ted's like, why would you be making that? And she ends up being allergic. Jesus, what is happening to me?
You're having a stroke. I'm watching you.
I am. Now I know what it's like. It's like that TikTok video you sent me with a woman's voice. Just wanted to tell ya all of a sudden.
Have you seen that TikTok video where that girl's like, where she's trying to say the words, do deaf people know how loudly they fart or what they're like, if they fart loudly or not? And she's like, do black, blah. And she like can't say it. She tries it like 8 times and it is really funny. And she's like, what is happening? And she like, you can see her trying to work it out. And she's like, do
words
deaf
don't people move out of mouth. Yeah. All right. Well, that just happened to me. Sorry, guys. Jesus. All right. So Bob is not there. And Robin is making him a pie that he likes. His favorite is pecan pie. And Ted knows that something's up because she would never make pecan pie because she's allergic. So this then starts the whole discussion of like, we can still be friends. Like, you can tell me things about Bob without me getting jealous. And she's like, oh, but can we be friends? Can we not be friends? So, let's just cut to Thanksgiving.
I thought this scene was pretty strong. I thought they had
really?
A good. Yeah, I thought their argument was good. I thought it was well acted. I think the two of them have good chemistry.
Oh, I thought it was a little clunky.
Okay. Well, you obviously haven't had a lot of fights with a lot of your ex-boyfriends.
Not over pie. I just feel like the very easy solution there would for her to be like, I'm only making 2 pies, because she shows up later with 1 pie to the Thanksgiving party, and if it's the one for Bob, I'll give her credit. Maybe she made 2. Like, she can make the pie on her own. You're really waiting until 9 o'clock at night for someone to come over to help you make a fucking
like
pie.
Like, if I was Robin and I knew that Lily and Marshall both weren't coming,
I'd be like,
I would
call
be like,
him to make
hey,
sure he doesn't
Ted.
Come over.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, Ted, just canceled. I'm sick or something.
Yes.
Whatever.
Exactly. So, whatever. She deserves it. Okay, so anyway, where are we? Okay, so let's cut to Thanksgiving Day. Lily is running around. Is that their apartment or is
that
Ted's apartment?
That's Ted and Lily and Marshall all live there.
Oh, they all 3 live together.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
But they all like kind of live there at some point, except for Barney.
Okay, it's kind of like Friends. They all just are like in and out.
Yeah, they're just
whatever.
Constantly switching, yeah.
All right, Marshall is making turkey hands, and he's like, see what I got going on here? Because these are turkeys, and they're also hands, because later we're going to eat turkey, and then I'm going to slap you in your face.
I think all of these are funny. All of his little, like,
I think just
because
I like Jason Segel. So Barney's like, you're not scaring me, man. He's insisting he's not being scared by this whole, you know, taunting. And it's like a murderer announcing that he's coming, but also saying fire is my only weakness. You know, he's just he thinks Marshall's just messing the whole thing up. So just then someone knocks on the door. For some reason, no one answers it except Ted, who like hears it and sprints out from his room. And it's Robin, who walks in to find Lily in the kitchen. And they're both telling the group, Ted and Robin, telling the girls that something went on last night. It's very Grease, kind of. Like, Sandy's telling the girls.
It is. It's a split
screen. Danny's telling the boys.
Yeah.
Right. So something.
Also, they are
happened.
Literally 5 feet apart. And it's like.
Talking
yeah.
loud as can be,
we
by
can
the
all
way.
Hear each other.
Robin has the loudest voice.
Not even like, Marshall, like, I have something to tell you. It's like, Marshall, something really weird happened with me and Robin last night.
Yeah, and Robin's kind of a dick because she's not helping Lily in the kitchen at all.
Yeah.
Like, she's running around and, like, why can't the guys hop in there and help either? It's just kind of
misogyny at its best. Yeah.
So flashback to last night, and they're baking pie, plural. That's debatable.
Yeah, why did she, they were all
she
gonna
came
go
in
over
with
there.
A single pie in one of those domed cake holders.
Right. But like last night, she was supposed to have 5 people there to make this pie.
I'm telling you, she's
that was
pretty
poor.
Damn needy.
Or
like,
even
I can
just
see,
2 pies.
I can see why Ted wanted to dump her. You know?
It's because she didn't want to have kids, Joey.
She's a little too. All right. So they're saying that it's awkward because they can't talk about their past. Like, they're not talking about Bob and his pies or her allergy. And the only thing that you can talk about is how close you were, how you're not close now. And here we go, clip four. Also, P.S., I still can't stand Allison Hannigan's acting.
Oh, she's terrible.
It's just, like, on level 1,000.
She's definitely the weakest.
Here.
I wanted to leave, but I couldn't stick her with making all the pies by herself. She was exhausted.
I yawned, like, a million times trying to get him to leave. Yeah, some people just can't take a hint. By the way, I'm really swamped in here.
Looking at the clock and suddenly totally clueless.
Not sure I have time to mash those potatoes you're standing right next to.
Tex does the thing that he always does when there's an awkward silence.
Yep, masher's right there next to the pot.
He panics and says the first thing that pops into his head. Hey, did you know that the first pies in recorded history came from ancient Egypt?
Remember last year's Thanksgiving when we had sex 7 times?
Okay.
See, I feel like that would break the tension a little, though.
Right?
Like, yeah. I feel like if my ex said that to me, I'd be like, oh my God, yeah, that was like fucking crazy.
Or that's just a funny joke to crack right now because he's pointing out the obvious that it's really awkward right now, right?
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, but again, we're not.
Also, seven times in a day? Ugh.
I mean, no. You have a yeast infection now.
That's like impossible. Because 24 divided by 7, I mean, that's... Ugh, it just sounds exhausting.
I've had sex maybe 3 times in a day. And even then, like, by the third time, I'm like, I'm just doing this to say that we did it 3 times.
Do it for our country, the red, white, and the blue. Do you know what that's from?
Okay.
That was Grease 2.
How dare you ask me if I know where that's from?
Well, you looked at me with a side eye like,
like no, I was thinking like we should do that as a Patreon episode.
Oh, is it because I'm a cool writer?
My favorite reproduction is a great song. That I almost would say that that's a better movie than Grease 1 because it's campy.
No.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Pamela Adlon is the little girl in that.
No way.
Yeah, that's Pam Adlon. Isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
Okay. And Liza Minnelli's sister, Judy Garland's other daughter, is in that as well.
Okay, well, we're going to have to rewatch that at some point. But here are.
Yeah.
The mashed potatoes. She said mashed potatoes, which made me just want to punch her in the face even more. The mashed potatoes aren't getting mashed. Everyone's talking about how they had sex last night, right? And the guys are saying that that's the worst thing that could have happened. And Robin tells Lily that Ted made it even worse after that. And they, did I bury the lead here?
No.
I'm missing.
I don't really know what you're going for.
I think I'm missing a flashback
haven't talked about it. After it was over,
they haven't talked about it. So they flash back at one point when they were like having sex or whatever, where he goes to grab his coat and Robin follows him and they're like, well, I mean, we're friends, but we're not really each other. And they just start like making out for no reason. It's just stupid.
Right.
I don't even remember what this clip is, but we'll find out soon.
Clearly we need to ignore this.
Clearly we need to talk about this.
You know, to save the friendship. Hi.
Stuffed mushroom.
We need to talk about last night.
Did you know that some mushrooms are carnivorous? Probably. Not?
Ted, can we please just deal with this? Look, I'm not mad. I just think...
Wait. Why would you be mad? You started it.
What? You're crazy.
We called a truce. We hugged. And when I tried to pull away, you kept your hand on my neck.
Only because your hand was still around my waist.
Oh, come on. You leaned into it.
I leaned into it?
Yeah. You're like the crappy kid in the little league who knows he's not gonna make contact, so he just, oops, I got hit by the pitch, better take my base.
Well, that was you in little league, wasn't it?
My on-base percentage was off the charts. I will have
you always do.
Oh no, the slappetizers.
I love that line.
Thanksgiving, solve this right now. And if you have sex again, neither of you gets dessert.
Okay, Lily, let's make it all about you now. So
well, she's
Lily
the only one
some...
cooking. I would be livid if I was the only one cooking.
Just and Robin ask brings for one some pie. Help.
That was the one time I guffawed out loud. I like literally watched
the slapetizers. That was
The slapetizers. I would also say that this was brought on by Robin initially, because Ted is like, you know what, I'm just gonna go, and he goes and puts on his coat, and then she's like,
follows.
What are we doing? She should just be like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow, like, sorry about that.
Or she said something like, it's Thanksgiving, I mean, why are we doing this,
we're friends. Like, hug.
Yeah,
like, I mean, once
she
they're
did
hugging
lean into they, it. She wanted
well,
it
they both kissed, but she went after him. He would have left if she hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
Not to blame the female, but I'm just saying. He would have left if she hadn't followed him.
Yeah, he obviously didn't even want to be there to begin with. And she couldn't have even said that to him. I mean, all this is a moot point because it's a sitcom. They need an episode. But in real life, someone would just be like, you're fine. Let's just, you know, go
this
ahead
is
and
weird.
Leave.
Yeah.
So Lily's all stressed out because she's got to make the dinner. She pushes them in the room together like two kids. Again, just got to.
And the stuffed mushrooms are all over the floor.
I would have been devastated.
I was like, no!
I've never actually made stuffed mushrooms, but I love them.
Me neither, but they seem like a lot of work.
They do. I looked up a little bit because I was like, maybe I'll just make some this Thanksgiving since we're doing it small. And I saw the first couple ingredients. And I was like, oh.
It's like, oh, I'm already tired.
It's almost like a salad. Like, you're making your own salad never tastes as good as someone else's salad.
Yeah.
Or take the magic away.
But like, I'm imagining all the steps that go with making a stuffed mushroom or even like deviled eggs. If somebody dropped a plate of my deviled eggs on the floor, I would kill them and kill myself. The amount of effort it goes into making deviled eggs.
I know.
Do you want to hear a really cute story? Yeah. My dad and my mom on like their third date, my dad was like, I want to make you something. And he like doesn't cook. And he made her a bunch of stuffed peppers, but he didn't know that he just followed like a recipe for like 8 people. So he brought her over like 24 stuffed peppers. Isn't that cute?
It was
though?
Probably like a cookbook, like a church cookbook for a potluck.
Yeah. He didn't think to like decrease it for just 2 servings. He just made the whole recipe and he brought over
for
like
you to eat. Jesus. It's in like a chafing dish.
But I think that's so cute. That's like back when my dad was like not
I thought you were going to say he wanted to cook my mom dinner and he made her like a dozen deviled eggs. Like, here's dinner.
Oh, I can't imagine Don Gaczynski making deviled eggs, but I'm impressed he made stuffed peppers. Like,
that's pretty good.
Something.
God, I haven't had those in a long time either. I'm getting really hungry.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving Day. We need to
I'm thinking back to that text messaging. Amanda and I spent about 20 minutes text messaging each other about sauerkraut. Kielbasa, our hash brown casserole that our Polish family makes. I mean, when I tell you, my mouth is watering right now.
Yeah, I know, me too. I want pierogies right now.
Oh my God, I want them so
bad. Best pierogi. Best pierogi is sauerkraut. That's the best one.
Absolutely. And then I gave you my little secret of what I put on each fork with my bite of pierogi. Did you just hear? Like, I just gleeked. There's so much saliva in my mouth right now.
Horseradish and sour cream. I mean...
No, I'm more a traditionalist. More
and butter and onions.
Oof, never have enough. Okay, so anyway, here we are.
We're both going to gorge ourselves after this.
Lily's all... Yeah, so she's stressed out, and Marshall is going to go play some music on his laptop, just kind of like calm her down, zen her out, and he opens up the laptop, and it's the slap countdown clock.
I'm not scared.
Then why is your right cheek twitching?
Maybe it's because future me slaps future you so hard it reverberates back to the present, shattering the time slap continuum.
Please don't slap me.
Charlotte?
Oh God, don't slap me again. I don't want to get slapped again. The first 2 times hurt so bad. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I thought I ruined it by putting a clock on it.
Well, you didn't ruin it. You made it so much worse. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I've lost 10 pounds. My suits are wearing me. You know what? I'm out of here.
But no, you can't leave.
Why can't I? Nowhere in the rules does it say that I have to sit through this sort of mental torture. You're allowed to slap my face, sir, but you are not allowed to slap my mind. Good day.
That was funny. You're not allowed to slap my mind.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
He absolutely got inspiration from his kids on that one, because it's exactly how a kid would say that.
He's just so, like, the first two times hurt so bad, I don't want it to happen again.
My suits are wearing me. All right, so Lily now throws this tantrum, and she's like, it's not Slapsgiving, it's Thanksgiving, and it's the first one that we're having as a married couple, and everyone's ruining it. Ugh, like, really, take it down a notch.
She's
so,
that girl, yeah.
She is, like, fed up, and as Slapback Commissioner, she orders a ruling that Thanksgiving is a day of peace, and there are going to be no slaps today. So now Barney comes back in the door and he's thrilled and he's rubbing it into Marshall. Marshall's pissed. And Lily keeps insisting that she just wants a civilized grown-up holiday. And just then, the only grown-up in the whole group, Bob, because he's a whopping 41, but ancient Bob. What's his name? Orvin? Orvis?
Orson
Bean walks
Orson
in.
Bean. R.I.P.
The iconic Orson Bean walks in with a
Dr.
Jell-O
Quinn
shots.
Medicine Woman fame. He's like, hey, cool dudes, I brought some jazzy Jell-O shots.
We's gonna get silly, bitches.
How excited would you be, though, if someone showed up with just 1,000 Jell-O shots?
That would be the best thing ever. And they were big. It wasn't even a shot.
Oh,
like, they
were
in
shots.
Like the red Solo cup size.
They were in like pudding cups almost.
Yes. Oh, I'd be so in. Now, meanwhile, let's remember that Robin and Ted are in the bedroom and she thinks it's weird that they can't be alone together. You know, we're supposed to be friends, Ted.
Also, can I say they obviously went in there and then didn't speak for the past 3 minutes while the action outside were happening. Because when we finally go over to the bedroom, they start their conversation.
Right. Yeah. They're just waiting in there.
That
we're
old
just waiting
trope.
Our turn.
Yeah.
And Ted's like, yeah, but we're not friends. We're just two people who pretend to be friends because it would be inconvenient not to. That's a pretty profound statement, I think.
Yeah, you know. I think if you rewound back 3 seconds, too, it sounded like you said we're two people who just pooped. You almost said that.
I did.
It sounded like you said that.
Oh, my God.
That's what I heard.
I might need to be admitted. Am I having multiple strokes and I don't even know it?
I think maybe I just heard that.
They're supposed
maybe
to,
I just
poop
have to poop
and pretend to be friends. I don't know. All right, listen, they just agree that they're going to have Thanksgiving dinner and that's
right.
it. And then... Right. They're just going to kind of part ways and not even see how it goes, but that's just going to be it. That's just
or
the
discuss
plan.
Like, so how are we going to make the group dynamic work? Just nope. No, we just, that's it. It's
we're
over.
Just going to eat dinner, which, I mean, I'm not going to lie. That would be the only
can
thing
we,
on
can
my
we
mind.
Please just eat dinner?
Yeah. I think it's still hot out there. I think yeah. We should probably get out there. It'd be rude.
I'm really smelling that stuffing right now.
She might need some help cleaning up those stuffed yeah. mushrooms off the floor.
No one ever cleans up the stuffed mushrooms, by the way.
Oh, God. Because I would have been down there like a hoover, like a feral dog, just like... All right, everyone sits down to eat. Barney asks if Marshall has lost his slap-a-tite. And Marshall stands up and gives this toast to Lily for making such a great dinner. And every year we're going to do this because we're such great friends. And then Bob starts telling this story about Thanksgiving with his 10 siblings when he was younger. It always got so crazy. And by the end of the day, all the arguments, it just ended up being a major buzzkill. And guess what happens there? Robin
major
and Ted do a little
kill.
Major buzzkill. And then everyone's like, oh, you guys.
And it's all solved.
That.
That's all they needed to solve yeah. all the repressed anger and resentment and hurt.
Yeah.
They're fit. And I promise you, next episode, they're completely fixed. Never talk about it again.
Well, of course, because they said, I thought we're done with that. And Robin and Ted both look at each other and go, guess we're not.
Guess we're, if I were Ted, if I were Bob, I'd be like, do you want me to leave? Because I walked in. You were in his bedroom with him. You didn't come out for 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. Can I reach over and get the stuffing before you two just like start going at it on the table right here?
There's actually a funny Jesus. Moment right before this when they're like, it's all awkward and they're all eating. And somebody's like, maybe Lily wants to make a toast. And Lily's like, nope, this sucks. Just eat your food and get out of here. And she like takes a big like honking bite of a drumstick. That
I'm
was
not going to lie. By the end of the night. No, actually, I take that back. By the end of a holiday that I host, which typically is Thanksgiving and now Easter, like, I'd say halfway through it, I'm ready just to wrap it up, have everyone go home.
Oh, yeah.
But then by the end, I've had some dessert. I've been able to, like, clean up and have some more drinks. And then I'm like, stay. Let's play some games. Let's put an episode of Idiot Abroad up there. Everyone. Like, I become that asshole that just wants
an
family togetherness.
What?
An Idiot Abroad.
Oh, Idiot Abroad. Okay, sorry.
That's, like, my favorite thing to put on when I have tons of people over. Because it's hilarious.
I thought you said Indiana Broad.
I probably did because I probably... It's been 2.5
minutes.
You
need to lie down.
It's time for another stroke, so... I probably did. All right, so now we get the voiceover. Who is it, Bob Saget?
Yeah.
And he's saying that from that point on, it became a tradition with the four people he loved the most and Bob. And that's why they always go to Aunt Lily and Uncle Marshall's house every Thanksgiving. And here we go.
Hey, check it out. We're in the last 20 seconds of Marshall's countdown to nothing.
Barney, put it away.
How does it feel, Marshall? To sit there impotently, your large, flaccid hand just dangling in the wind.
A slap will occur in 10.
Ooh, classy
nine,
touch, dude. Too bad!
Barney, put it away.
I will in
5,
4.
You can slap
three,
him.
What?
Two,
wait.
One.
You. That's 3!
And Barney falls and breaks a little stunt table
that
there on the end.
That was pretty good stunt. That was good stunt work right there.
That was a big old slap, man. God, that would feel so good.
I always
good.
Wonder if he really is slapping him because in a lot of shows I've done, whenever there is a slap, usually the person that's getting slapped just says, just do it.
Oh, yikes. I don't know. If there's a technique where it wouldn't hurt, maybe.
Well, when I did Godspell, Brad either had to slap the guy that played Jesus or...
I was going to say he had to smack me.
No.
Like, did he have to? Or was that written into the script?
No, Brad or Jesus, because Brad was Judas, of course. And then there was Jesus. One of them had to slap the other one.
Wait,
but
why
whoever,
of course? Why was
what?
He Judas? Why was he Judas, of course?
Because it's Brad. He's just kind of like... he's not going to be Jesus.
Okay.
Well, that sounded way worse than I meant it to be. I love Brad. He's a great guy. But I think it was Brad that got slapped. But why would Jesus slap Judas? Anyway, one of them slaps each other, and every show they just did it.
Ouch. No bruises, nothing.
It's just a slap.
Okay. It wasn't like you knocking out your best friend.
If somebody slapped me even on stage, I would probably just burst into tears.
What'd you
like,
do that?
I'm really hurt, though. Like, I know I wouldn't handle it well.
Yeah.
Great with pain.
Afterwards, I'd be like, I just saw a look in her eye. Like, it wasn't because it was just the role. Like, I really don't think she liked me.
She's
enjoyed
really
it.
Mad at me. She actually hates me. So now we're about to enter the cringiest part of this episode, which I just do. I hate.
Okay.
I hate
so
this. They do this. They have a lot of musical numbers. I'm
Barney
in the show.
Flat. I was going to ask you this. Then there's this... moment where Marshall is like, oh, guess what? I've also composed a song in honor of today.
Right.
Is he known to be like a lawyer who also, I don't know, mixes tracks or he's musical? Is this part of his personality or his character?
I think he plays the piano a few times. I mean, Jason Segel definitely plays piano.
Okay.
Because he just that's a storyline in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. No, this wasn't that weird. I mean, they always have a piano in the apartment. I'm sure he's done it before. He sings a few songs. The part that's cringy, because I don't mind this part. Like, I think it's funny that he would have written this song and it's like, I'm going to play this now. That's fine.
Okay.
But the fact that Barney starts like.
Right. Well, I was going to say, they're all.
I hate.
They
that.
All become huddled around this piano.
Yeah.
And Barney is still laying upon the shards of table and wood and nails and splinters. And he starts singing along too.
With like his hand on his cheek and he's like,
yeah.
And I promise you that that's just because they're like, well, it's Neil Patrick Harris. He has to.
I was
going to
say, I think Neil probably. Did a little improv. He threw that in there because he wanted to remind us
gross.
That he was on Broadway and all that kind of stuff. I just want to say, as soon as Jason Segel started singing, I really liked the first part of the song. His voice is like very swoony to me.
What is this feeling that's put you in your place? A hot red burning on the side
right there
of your face.
I like it.
You feel the blood rush to your cheek. Tears start to fill your eyes. And your lips are trembling, but you can't speak. You're trying, oh, you're trying not to cry. You just got slapped across the face, my friend. You just got slapped. Yes, that really just happened.
Okay, that's funny. I wanted him to end it with going, "You just got slapped." Ooh. Like, not sing the last part. I love the line, "Everybody saw it, everybody laughed and clapped." That is fucking funny.
And clapped.
Everybody saw it.
I love his voice. I would definitely listen
very,
to the music.
It's very Jack Black.
Oh,
like just
no.
That kind of. Well, I love Jack Black.
He's a little too spazzy for me. He's funny. I can take him in
doses. Their voices just sound like Jack Black has a very good voice.
I would say that first part almost reminds me of Bradley Nowell.
I don't know.
Sublime.
Mm-mm.
Sublime.
Name a song.
Santeria.
Nope.
Okay, there's no way I can sing this without sounding like an idiot. So pull it up. You know Sublime.
Let me see here. Sublime Bang.
I ain't got no Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball.
Oh, I got it. Words, I got you. Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. No, I got that.
Okay, I might have gotten the first couple words
I
wrong.
I ain't got no Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Yeah, right. Any other songs? Name another one.
Oh, God, there's a bunch. Okay, so anyway, he had an acoustic, it might have even been, I'm trying to remember how I got a hold of the CD. Anyway, his voice, when he sang certain songs, not necessarily on that album, he had that same kind of quality to his voice, which was super hot, but he actually died too. I couldn't give you dates like our Mr. Bean.
Orson Bean.
But
he's like the mascot of our podcast now, Orson Bean. Memory of Orson Bean.
Forget it. My whole point being, I think Jason Segel has a great singing voice.
Yes, I agree.
Now,
I love him.
We come to the credits, and it's just chock full of punny jokes. Oh. And it really just ties the whole episode together, guys.
Whoa, this is going to be a major cleanup.
Major cleanup?
We're going to be doing this all the time now, aren't we?
That's the general idea.
General idea.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
We kind of lifted that right out of... And Bob isn't there anymore, inexplicably.
No, he went home. He had his
he's tired.
Slice of pecan pie, of the one pie she baked that she was exhausted.
Well, it's
she
probably past so six, effort. Which is like, you know, a 41-year-old...
Sure.
I mean, that's past the
Or
bedtime.
He was smart and just had at all of those Jell-O shots.
He's like, you two clearly fucked last night, so I'm hitting it.
Now we're doing a group sing-along. All right, I'm just going to see myself out.
Can you imagine if you went to a person that you just started dating and they did a group sing-along? I would just slowly back out of the door.
That would have been
my
funny,
jacket,
actually.
Silent.
To
yeah,
see
that would
Bob
be funny.
Just walking out as they're all
like
singing
quietly.
Together, arms around each other. Right when Barney started doing that.
Ew, like how awful is that? I hate that Barney. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. Not that any of this makes sense, but that takes me right out of it.
Well, because the whole thing is that he's upset and he hates the slap thing, but like now he's sitting there in pain thinking it's all just so funny.
There's a, but he doesn't find it funny. He's still in pain as he's singing. He's like, whoa. And he's still like in pain. His hand is at his cheek the whole time.
Just a lot of it.
There's a huge musical number, I think maybe next season.
Oh boy.
Like it is a huge, it's like a sweeping, it's like Newsies. It's this sweeping musical number called Nothing Suits Me Like a Suit. And it's just him singing about his suit. And it's just like, they're on the streets of like fake New York with like 80 backup dancers behind them and everyone's wearing suits and they're all dancing.
What year like, was that? Hold on. I have like a theory going in my head now because there was a, you know, the Christmas Day parade. You know how Disney always does like a Christmas morning parade, but now it's not even a parade anymore. Now it's just a 2 hour long commercial for Disney and they have all these Disney stars. It's just really stupid. I wish they would go back. Oh, yeah. He hosted...
This was in 2010, by the way.
Oh, I wonder, this was
on the 100th episode of How I Met Your Mother, and it's an episode called Girls Versus Suits, where Barney chooses suits over a girl because she doesn't want him to wear suits all the time, and he decides to choose wearing suits.
Okay. Well, this, what I'm thinking of is 2013. I'm actually going to play it for you if this is the song, because it's with In the background is the cast of the Newsies.
Okay.
And they're singing. And this was actually a really catchy song. And we kept it on our DVR for like 2 years. And it was really good. And then after that, he just got really, I don't know, just like really annoying or something.
Is this Neil Patrick Harris is in this?
Yes. Yeah, he hosted.
Also, Newsies just opened on Broadway, I think, at that point. So that's probably why they're in there.
All right, let me see if I can... Let me... Okay. It's just like really catchy. That are you ready for Christmas?
I love that. I love that kind of Christmas song. I'm a sucker for that.
Oh my God, I fucking loved it. I mean, I was like jamming out, and then I get like teary eyed when I see like Disney stuff, and then like I just get whatever. And then
fucking...
with the Newsies in the background, like doing that like spin kick move
and
that they
Disney,
do.
Oh, yeah. I love All I Want for Christmas Is Y'all.
Oh,
that's like one of my my favorite. I love all of them. I love all of them.
I love
all the Home Alone songs.
Wooden
art
thing, like probably every other white woman in Middle America. That's like,
does it say Live Laugh Love?
You.
Oh.
No, I don't have any Live Laugh Love.
I was not going to decorate my house for Christmas because I was like, oh, it just seems like a lot of work. And then today, like, it was like at exactly 1 p.m. it just hit me, and I was like, I need to buy a Christmas tree tomorrow. And I don't buy like a huge tree.
Do you get
buy,
a real
like,
one?
I do. I just buy one outside of Stop and Shop, and I'll buy one that's like half my body height, just like a little one.
It's too little. You need a big one.
I have a fake big one in my garage, but I don't want to have to pull that out. And there's really no room now that I have a Peloton, but I'm going to figure it out. And like, but
decorate
if I'm going to
bring... Peloton.
What?
Decorate the Peloton. Put like a garland and some lights on it.
Just decorate the Peloton. But if I pull out the tree, then that just means that I'm going to pull out fucking everything. Everything that Daphne's crocheted me for decorations and shit.
Oh,
like,
I love it.
And like, I have like a shower curtain and shower mat that are Christmas themed. Like my whole bathroom gets like renovated. So it's a whole thing. But what else the fuck am I doing? I mean, I do nothing.
I know. Normally I wait till the day after Thanksgiving to decorate because everyone comes over for Thanksgiving. So I feel like it needs to be Thanksgiving theme. Like I can't make it too Christmassy.
I might do it tomorrow. And I'm going to listen to my new tradition is that I listen to, and I think you should participate in this too, Jody.
Oh God, the Doughboys, some Christmas episode where they
eat
breadsticks at Olive Garden or something.
Wiger Alone, which is their parody of Home Alone, and it is all long form improv, and it is so
God, it sounds like the worst.
Mookie's in it.
That's too bad because he's funny on his TikTok. Whatever you sent me the other day, it had been a worst of compilation you sent me.
He's getting lazy lately.
I don't even know who it was. It was just terrible. I don't even know what they're talking about.
Was it Mookie or just like Mookie. A random thing?
Oh, you sent me a Doughboys on YouTube clip.
Oh.
Well, if you butt sent me, butt dialed, butt sent.
Probably.
Doughboys. I listened to it and it was horrible. Anyhow.
Okay, I can't stand you. Okay, cool.
Right. Can't stand ya. Can't stand ya.
Okay, we've gone off the rails. Right.
I get to assign you something though, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Am I allowed? I can assign you?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. That's how we do it.
Okay.
Am I allowed?
All right. This is one that I think other people may have suggested in the past.
Okay.
Or I've just been thinking about it as well. And it kind of goes with the theme of Thanksgiving and Christmas eating. It sounds really bad, but it's just
I'm not really into food, though, so. Because we didn't spend half of this episode talking about food.
All right. This is a classic MTV. It was either like a True Life or a True Life-ish spinoff where it's True
Fat
Life.
Camp?
I'm going to Fat Camp. Yes.
Oh, that yeah, that's definitely been suggested before. Can you find it? I almost feel like we looked it up and we couldn't find it.
Oh, no. I found some weird YouTube clip.
As long as you found it.
This is like way before high def. It all might right, have cool. been like a documentary where it was like a 1 hour thing or like 245 minutes or something.
I'm quite aware of this. I'm quite aware. Okay.
Okay, cool. But you've never seen it.
I probably saw it like the day it came out and I don't remember anything about it.
Okay. The reason I was thinking about that was a couple weeks ago was because you and David on your Real Housewives or Friends of the Countess, you were talking about how Jill sent her daughter to.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't called Fat Camp. It was like weight loss detox. Yeah. Health camp or something.
Right.
The show is so good. And it's not even like making fun of these kids. Like I would absolutely go to Fat Camp. If someone would pay for me to go.
Send me to Fat Camp.
I would go even to like the high school one. I would be like never been kissed. I would be Josie Grossi back in high school. Fat Camp.
You fall in love 100%. With one of the teachers there.
100%.
Also, guys, for your suggestions for through December, send us some Christmassy theme stuff.
Yes.
Like episodes,
yeah.
Like try to stick to TV. But you can send movies too. But first come, first serve kind of thing. I'll put up something on the Facebook group too. But just that's what we're getting for Christmas. And then in January we'll go back to like the regular scheduled programming.
Yeah. I just need some Fat Camp in my life. You're laughing at me. I'm serious. Like
I'm
it
fine.
Brings me warm, fuzzy feelings of just carefree days back in.
I think we're gonna both feel
90s,
very we're gonna
2000s.
Feel really comfortable. Tomorrow we're gonna be putting out Addams Family Values, which both of us have never seen.
I just watched it this morning.
Well, Jody just watched it, but she's not telling me her opinion.
Nope.
And I'm going to watch, I don't know. Who cares? Who cares when I'm gonna watch it? But we'll put putting that out tomorrow. And then we'll be doing Fat Camp next week. Cool.
Yeah. And on Patreon, we have Teen Mom 2 crossover coming up and a Salt Lake City Real Housewives episode.
Yeah. And then I'm also putting out part 5 of Matt's book. This one's called Tabloid Tales. Where you break
and
down
hopefully,
nine
well, you know what? Today is Tuesday, so my scripts are coming on Tuesday.
My scoliosis won't hurt as much. All right, guys.
All right, guys.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow for Addams Family Values.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.